We start with the name of Allah. We praise Allah and thank Him for the blessing of Islam. We humbly ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his kind al and companions, and to protect his nation from that which he fears for it. We ask Allah to grant us the proper intention, the comprehension, and the reward in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, وَمَا يَنطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Ayahs 3 and 4 of Surah An-Najm mean, He, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does not convey to the people out of his own inclinations. Rather, he conveys what Allah reveals to him. Allah Ta'ala sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the son of Abdullah, the son of Abdul Muttalib, with the true religion. Allah ordered Muhammad, peace be upon him, to convey the message to the people, which he fulfilled. He conveyed the message truthfully and bravely. Everything that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told is true and right, whether it is among the issues of halal and haram, the stories of the prophets, or matters that will happen in the future during this life and the hereafter. Among the matters that the Prophet, peace be upon him, informed about are the torture in the grave and the enjoyment therein, and the questioning by the two angels, Munkar and Nakir. The torture in the grave. It is obligatory to believe that Allah tortures all the accountable non-believers in their graves. Allah orders the harmful insects of the earth to eat their bodies. Also, He orders the earth to close in on them. Other types of torture will also be inflicted on them. Their graves will become like ditches of hell. On the other hand, the Muslims, the believers, who are major sinners and died without repenting, are of two groups. The first, those tortured in their graves, and the second, others forgiven by Allah from being tortured therein. It is also obligatory to believe that Allah endows His pious believers with enjoyment in their graves. Among the enjoyment in the grave is for their graves to be lit up with the light of a full moon and to be widened 70 cubits by 70 cubits. There are also other types of enjoyment. It is also obligatory to believe in the two angels, Munkar and Nakir. They are navy blue in color, and they ask the dead person in his grave, "What did you say about this man, Muhammad?" If the dead was a Muslim, he will say, "I bear witness that he is the slave of Allah and his messenger." If he was among the non-believers, he will not say the two testifications of faith. The angels will hit him with a hammer between his ears. Had the mountains been hit with this hammer, they would have melted away immediately. The questioning by the two angels happens to the Muslim and the non-believer alike. However, the perfect Muslim will not be frightened or bothered by the questioning, because Allah will make his heart steadfast. The prophets, the martyrs, and children who died before pubescence are exempted from the questioning in the grave. We humbly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins and the sins of our parents and all those who believed in Him. And we ask Allah to admit us into paradise, for He is the most merciful of all those who show mercy. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, and Allah knows best.